anytime you want to do something less, you want to add friction. Anytime you want to do something more, you want to increase friction. Yo, what up, what up? It's your man, Brandon Carter, and you are listening to the Victory Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we show you how to build your money, muscle, and mindset. I give you the lessons that I learned over my career building several multi-7-figure businesses. And every once in a while, I bring in my successful multi-millionaire friends to teach you their lessons as well. No matter what podcast platform you're tuning into, make sure you follow us there because we are dropping new content that's going to help you succeed. Now, let's get into today's episode. You may not know it, but there's an epidemic running rampant across the nation, if not the world. It's phone addiction. And you may not think that you're addicted to your phone, but open up your screen time app. See how many hours you spend on that motherfucker. Could you be spending that time in more productive ways? And this, I'm going to show you why phone addiction is a problem, explain to you how it's holding you back from success and prosperity in life, and how to overcome this addiction so you don't end up being a broke ass loser forever. I want you to raise yourself out of the ranks of mediocrity and join me at the mountaintop, man. Now, I know you're thinking, why should I listen to this guy in a tank top? Well, because I built several multi-8-figure businesses and I've actually helped tons of other entrepreneurs, thousands of entrepreneurs build full-time 6-figure businesses, mostly in the online fitness space, but I've helped people in other industries as well. And I'm super fucking rich, successful, talented, healthy, in shape, handsome. I'm that nigga, man. So just listen, shut the fuck up and listen to me, bro. Here's why phone addiction is a problem. One, it impairs your productivity. Excessive phone use can disturb your work, school, and other important tasks, leading to a decrease in productivity. It also can cause mental health issues. Phone addiction has been linked to increased levels in anxiety and depression, as well as stress in both kids, teens, and adults, basically all humans. And we're going to go into more detail about that later. And it can cause sleep disturbances, right? And really decrease the quality of sleep you're getting per night. Studies show that phone addiction can decrease your attention span, making it harder for you to focus and get shit done on a regular basis. And we all know that that's mandatory as it pertains to the acquisition of capital and coming up in life. And, you know, if you got kids, man, you definitely want to pay attention to this because there are studies that show that it impairs cognitive development in children if they have too much screen time. Biggest downside to phone addiction is it's a waste of fucking time. Like, most of you guys waste too much fucking time on this shit. This is probably the worst part. All the time, you know, I'm out here giving advice on business, on fitness, life, and people tell me, oh, I don't have time. Every time one of these assholes say that to me, if we're in person, I say, man, just open up your phone for a second. Yeah. Go to settings, go to screen time. And then motherfuckers just spend 7-8 hours on their phone a day or some shit. And even if it's not that much, look at how much time you're spending on average per week on your phone. Is that helping you accomplish your goals or not? Is that getting you closer to becoming the man you want to be, the man you need to be to accomplish your goals? Is it helping you become better at business? Is it helping you become healthier? Is it helping you become a better father or a better spouse? What is this shit fucking doing for you? Imagine if you took all that time and deployed that time against accomplishing your goals. How much further would you be in life? Now, stretch that out over a longer period of time, years, you're going to be way ahead of almost every fucking body. And I'm going to show you how to do that here in this. To understand how to solve this problem, first we need to understand why the phone is so fucking addictive in the first place. The smartphone is a dopamine machine. It's a super dopamine machine. In one device, you have multiple things inside of it that produce unnatural levels of dopamine in the human brain. Sports gambling, dating apps, video games, pornography, online shopping, social media, instant messaging, all in one machine. No wonder everyone's addictive. It's like 8 addictive things all in one at your disposal at any time. And here's the thing. The problem was that these things spike dopamine. Now, here's why that's a big problem, and here's why it's kind of fucking up your life. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's responsible for motivation and drive. When your dopamine levels are high, you feel incredible. You feel great. You're fucking winning at life. Literally, the amount of pleasure that you can experience in life is in direct proportion to the amount of dopamine that's in your system. The problem is these unnatural spikes of dopamine that you get from your phone. More specifically, the apps on your phone, the social media, the gambling, the pornography, the video games, the instant messaging, instant shopping, online dating. They call spikes in dopamine. Why is this important? Let's say this is your brain. Now, everyone has a baseline level of dopamine, and you want to keep these dopamine levels at a good place, because when these dopamine levels are, you know, naturally high at your baseline, you feel incredible, you feel great, and you're motivated to do things, right? When someone says they lack motivation or they're not motivated, what they're really saying is they don't have dopamine in their system. Because if I was to give you a drug that produced dopamine, something like L-Dopa, you'd immediately have a bunch of dopamine momentarily. We'll explain why. Now, here's the thing. When you get these unnatural spikes of dopamine, what happens is your brain gets flooded with it. But then after the spike wears off, dopamine levels fall where? Below baseline. So they end up falling lower than they were prior to the spike. Now, in general, it's not a big deal most of the time because, you know, within time, your baseline levels of dopamine will replenish. Normal things can spike dopamine, like having sex or something like that. You have sex with your girl, you go to sleep, boom, you back at baseline in the morning. The problem with the phone is you have these constant spikes all day and you never allow your dopamine levels to replenish. So over time, you don't even like the things as much as you did initially because it's just not enough dopamine. You don't give your brain enough time to recover and replenish its dopamine stores. And this is how you get people who are, oh, I just don't have motivation, or I'm fucking tired, or I'm sad, or blah, 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 I'm a fucking bitch ass nigga. You don't want these unnatural spikes in dopamine. And, you know, video games, porn, dating, online, sports betting, social media, all these things that come from your phone can spike your dopamine levels round the clock. So we have a nation of people getting these constant spikes of dopamine, and it's no wonder they're addicted. It's the same way cocaine works, right? Cocaine works, it spikes your dopamine levels, then it crashes you below baseline. I've heard. And then after, you know, anybody I've ever seen do cocaine, they're fucking sad after that shit. You know what I'm saying? You get a low level version of that from your phone, but it's around the clock. Cocaine's too expensive for most of you guys to do around the clock. But you can do this shit all day. You don't even need to be rich to do this the way you need to have money to do cocaine. And that's the problem. All right, guys. Hope you've been enjoying this episode so far and you're getting lots of value from it. On the Victory Talk podcast, our goal is to help you guys make money, build muscle, and improve your mindset with brand new episodes every day. And we're not trying to sell you a bunch of stuff. There's no sponsors like these other guys. They're trying to sell underwear on their podcasts, some fucking bullshit that someone paid them to do. I ain't doing none of that. So if you found value in this at all, man, please write a review, because it's really going to help us put out more content, help more people make more money, build their muscle, and improve their mindset. Now enjoy the rest of the show. So how do we cure this addiction? First thing you need to do is to be cognizant of it. You can make a widget on your phone that shows your screen time per day. So at least now we know what's happening. We can take an assessment of our phone usage and put that on your home screen, front and center. That's step one. So this will give us an understanding of our phone usage per day. And then you can turn that into a game, like try to go lower than that every day or every week. Next thing you want to do is turn off all notifications on your phone. Only the notifications that are allowed to come through at any time are Uber, Uber Eats. I need to know when the food's here. My mom's text messages, my girlfriend's text messages, or my son's mom's text messages. Those are the only notifications that are allowed to come through my phone. Everyone else can fucking wait. I have another notification called iMood Journal for this app. And this app I use to track my mood, you know, periodically throughout the day. I talk about it in other videos. There's no notifications. Take social media off your phone. J- just delete it. And if you need to post it something on social media, what I do, if I need to do it from my phone, I'll download the app, log in right quick, do the post, then fucking uninstall the app again. This will dramatically decrease your screen time and your phone usage. And it'll just make it less exciting, because what we're doing now is we're adding friction. Anytime you want to do something less, you want to add friction. Anytime you want to do something more, you want to increase friction. So this is the same thing I used to tell my clients when I was training them, when they wanted to stop eating snacks and shit. I was like, hey man, how about you just take that shit out of your house? Right? Just fucking throw that shit out, man. Throw the ice cream out. Oh man. Yeah, just throw the shit out, dumbass. That's why you fat. And they would throw it out. And yeah, they can still get it, but there's more friction associated with getting the fucking candy bar and the ice cream as well. Me, ice cream's my weakness. It's one thing I really like. I've always liked ice cream a lot. You may not know that looking at me, because I look, what's the word I'm looking for? Incredible. But guess what? I love ice cream. I know it's my weakness. Guess how much ice cream is in my house? Zero. Yeah, I can still get it. I can still call Uber Eats and an immigrant will come bring it over. But that's more friction. I said immigrant. That was a term of endearment, man. My people was immigrated here involuntarily in the 1700s and 1800s. Also, what you could do is turn your phone on grayscale. So my phone is fucking gray. All the color is gone. What this does is it makes your phone way less interesting to look at. And you just don't enjoy it as much. Like, I took the joy out of this shit. Now it's just functional. It's not as fun and exciting anymore. It's really easy to do this on an iPhone. Just open up settings, go to accessibility, go to display and text size, then go to color filter toggle, and then select grayscale. And you should be gray. Now, I'm assuming you can do this on an Android. Oh, yeah. If you want to stay off your phone more, you could also just get an Android. Bonus tip. If you want to use your phone less, get an Android. Keep your phone away from your bed at night. So I use my phone as my alarm in the morning, but it's on the other side of the room. Like, I have to get up to turn it off. So that serves two functions. One, it's like I don't have this shit up on my fucking cornea in the middle of the night, fucking with my retina. And I have to get up out of bed to turn my alarm off. It serves that functionality as well. But you know, a lot of people, man, they stay in bed, they stay up too late. Man, I can't sleep. I wonder why. Oh, you're on your fucking phone all night. You're on your phone all night, man. What do you expect to happen? Especially when you get that light into your eye, it tells your brain to stay awake. Cause, you know, for most of human history, there wasn't a lot of light at night. So we haven't evolved to have a fucking light on our fucking eyeball all night long and go to sleep right after. We didn't evolve that way yet, you know? You may be moving us in that direction, but it's going to take a few thousand years. The next tip is don't go on your phone first thing in the morning. So I wake up, I turn my alarm off, and then I fucking stumble around the house, but I don't go on my phone. I'm not going on social media. One, there's no social media on the phone. I'm not going to log into Instagram first thing in the morning. But you guys fucking know, you've all been here. I've been here before. You wake up, you go on social media, and then you look up and a fucking hour has passed. We've all had that experience. That shit does not happen to me anymore. Make it a rule. Here's another thing. Get an Apple Watch. This may sound counterproductive, but if you get the Apple Watch with the LTE, I have an Apple Watch Ultra. When I'm not wearing the Richard Mille, a lot of times I'll wear my Apple Watch. When I'm not wearing the Richard Mille or the APs or the Rolexes, I'll wear an Apple Watch, like the common folk. Makes me more relatable. Sometimes I like to understand what y'all going through. And I put on the Apple Watch Ultra, but I have it with the LTE. And this way I can really just keep my phone away from me. And anything important I need, one of those text messages or one of those notifications that needs to go off goes off, it's cool. I can just look at the Apple Watch and handle it. This is really helpful at the gym. I just keep my phone in my bag and boom, I'm doing everything on my Apple Watch. I also have the Apple headphones. So I had the AirPods and you can link those to the Apple Watch. Now I can play the music off here. Nobody got an Apple Watch addiction. Nobody's spending hours on the fucking Apple Watch. I'm actually introducing friction. I can still listen to my audiobooks or my music or track my workout or even make a fucking phone call on my Apple Watch if I need to, but it keeps me on the phone less. Again, you got to turn off notifications. Turn on screen restrictions. So I have restrictions on my phone, right? So this keeps me from going on in the morning because I might do it without thinking. But the apps are like locked. It says screen restriction. You can do that in your settings. And then I have to hit a code in or something to unlock an app. But most of the time I just see that, oh, I'm not supposed to be on it right now. And I just don't get on it unless I need to for whatever reason. All right. But turn on phone restrictions. If you do all of that, I promise you, you'll be on your phone significantly less. Pro tip, you can get yourself an iPad as well. So what I like to do is I'll keep the social media on the iPad if I need to get on it, right? Because it's not on a phone. And, you know, going on social media on iPad sucks. And that's a good thing. That's what we want. We want to introduce friction because it's not really made for the iPad. So I got the iPad with the mini, with the LTE. And if I need to go on Instagram for whatever reason, boom. Let's say I take a picture with this. I don't really know what color it is because this shit is gray. But then, boom, airdrop it here. I'm taking pictures throughout the day, taking videos throughout the day, and just put my phone right back away. And then when it's time to post, I can either, one, I can download Instagram, or I can just airdrop them here and then post it from here. You can also use desktop apps for like most social media or anything else you need. If you need to go on social media for work or something, do that shit from a desktop. You could do it from a desktop, dumbass. Or the iPad, that's a pro tip. And if you do these things, I promise you, the phone addiction will not be a problem for you. But more importantly, we'll have way more time and energy to deploy against your goals. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to this all the way to the end. And in case you're looking for more free content and more free stuff that'll help you make money, build your muscle and your mindset, join our free Victory Unit Discord channel. It's 100% free. And I have free courses in there that you can download right now, today, 100% free. And we're putting new courses in there all the time. We're in there answering your questions. There's a group of people who are super serious about obtaining elite level success. And if that's you, go ahead and join the Discord. But don't join, you know, if you want to be average or mediocre. That's not the place for you. You won't find anything for you there, right? If you want to be a regular guy who does regular shit until you die, that's cool. I'm sure you got redeeming qualities. The Victory Unit Discord, you won't find a lot of value for you. Now, if you're a guy who's hell bent on success and would not allow anything to stop him from accomplishing his goals, you fucking need to join the Victory Unit Discord. You need to stop whatever you're doing, whatever it is. It's not more important than joining the Victory Unit Discord right now. I don't care if you're holding a baby. You know what I'm saying? If you're at work, put the baby down, walk out of that meeting, join the Victory Unit Discord right now, right? It's the most important thing you'll do if you're serious about success. And in case you're into video podcasts, you can find and watch this episode on my YouTube channel as well. All right. Holla at y'all. Peace.